Thank you, thank you. Wow, what a full Sunday. Father, just use me in my weakness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power of the Spirit. Lord, may we be open to what you have for us today and receive everything you have for us. Pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Do I want everything God has for me? Does God have more for me than what I've already experienced? Those two questions the Lord has used to keep me open to the Holy Spirit. Has the Lord given me everything that he has for me? Has the Lord given you everything he has for you? Have you experienced everything God wants you to experience? Why would somebody not want everything God has for them? Let me give you two big lies. Why somebody wouldn't want everything God has for you? One is that you don't believe God really loves you, that he would give you something that wouldn't be good for you. The other side of that coin, in the sense, another lie connected with that one, is that you have to be in control. I think allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your life is really an issue of control. And especially if you've been hurt deeply, it's very easy for you to want to stay in control. So I think allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our life is really an issue of control and allowing the Holy Spirit to work and to believe that God really loves us and we can trust him. So this is really not a sermon as much as a long invitation for people to come and be filled with the Spirit. Pastor Niall and I have been reading a book called How to Pray for the Release of the Holy Spirit by a man named Dennis Bennett. And he was a leader in the openness of the Anglican Church to the Holy Spirit. And my wonderful wife was taken from Indiana, Pennsylvania to Pittsburgh to hear the Bennett speak when she was 12 years old. They drove over an hour and she was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. So they have a powerful ministry, led many thousands of people into the baptism of the Spirit. So Pastor Nan and I have been reading this book. And also at our Monday night prayer meeting, Joanne Woodland, one of our dancers today, had some prophetic words concerning how the Holy Spirit wanted to move today. So I want us to look at those prophetic words. The prophetic words given were that God wanted to do cleansing today. He wanted to empower people to be a witness. I mean, you think about the power of the Holy Spirit for Frank and his team to be a witness in the community. And he wants to release creativity in people's lives. So we're going to kind of briefly go through those three things. But last week, Pastor Niall talked about how if you had a container and it had partially filled with water, and you wanted to get that container full of water and put all the air out, that you would just fill it with water. That's the best way to get the air out. But what if there's a stone in that container? If there's a stone in that container, then you're not going to be able to fill that whole container with the water, with the Holy Spirit, in our case, today. And Dennis Bennett has said that one of the greatest things that prevent somebody from being filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. It's somebody that you have not forgiven. And I know some of your stories, and some of you may say, but Marty, you don't know what happened to me. You don't know how terrible that abuse was. I can't forgive that person. You know, every time you say, I can't forgive somebody, you're making a declaration. When you make that kind of declaration, what you're doing is you're putting a stone, you're making a stone that's going in your heart. So don't make that declaration. Well, what should I do, Marty, if I feel like I can't forgive somebody? Well, you know that God wants you to forgive. So it's kind of foolish, because God loves us perfectly, if we don't trust God, because he loves us perfectly. But if you're having a hard time forgiving somebody, just tell God why you're having a hard time forgiving them. Tell God, be honest with him, and then believe and step out in faith and say, okay, God, I know you want me to forgive him. I will forgive him. And you just make that statement, and the Holy Spirit will empower you to forgive that person and release his work in your lives. So that's related to cleansing, but also related to cleansing is some of us, before we became believers, were involved in witchcraft or occult or astrology or some things connected. And there can be, if you're connected with any of those things, trying to contact the dead, you need to renounce your involvement in those things. Again, this Dennis Bennett has prayed for thousands of people open to be the Spirit. So just to be able to renounce any involvement. And we're going to go through that in just a couple minutes. And then the next area is the power that we have in the Holy Spirit to be witnesses. And I think naturally of the Kamaru family, an African-American family in this church that didn't know my dad. My dad was a stranger to him. My dad was 3 hours away, and God told them to go witness to my dad. My dad's a racist. He got thrown out of a nursing home for saying unkind things to black people. And so here, the Kamarus, by the power of God, sense to go, and they led my dad to the Lord. That's a power of the Holy Spirit to bring, to be able to be a witness for us. You heard Bishop Frank's testimony about the power of the Holy Spirit to give him strength, to take all this grief and the hardship he's been through and to communicate it to be passion. And so here's the next scripture. Pastor Niall, when he was talking about the Holy Spirit, talked about when the Holy Spirit comes in, we have the Holy Spirit. He's a person. We don't get part of the Holy Spirit. We don't get his arms and legs. We get everything. We get the whole Spirit. But let's read this together. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free. We're all given one Spirit to drink. And so the emphasis here Paul's trying to communicate is unity. One Spirit, one body. Do we feel unity today?
Yes.
We're different, but there's unity here because there's one Spirit that we're worshiping. And the purpose of the Spirit is to glorify Jesus. But notice, who is the baptizer here? Who's the baptizer? All baptized by the baptizer Spirit. So this is with salvation. When you're born again, when you're born in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's the baptizer. He baptizes us into the body of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, and for some people, they think this is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is different than this baptism. Look at these scriptures. They're in all the Gospels. And there's very few things in all the Gospels. But each of the Gospel reminds us that he will baptize you with the... Who's the he?
Jesus.
And in the last passage I show you, who did the baptism? Who's doing the baptism here?
Jesus.
See, it's a different kind of baptism. So that's what we're going to experience today. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In John, it's in all of the Gospels to be baptized. We had a baptism last fall, and everybody came out of that ocean soaking wet. They were soaking wet, even those that did the baptizing. We are all soaking wet. So when you're baptized, you get soaking wet. You get filled. You get drenched in the Spirit. And so it's a different kind of baptism, cleansing, empowering to be witness, and then releasing creativity in people. Some of you, I just mentioned this recently, I think. We had a doctor in our church, Dr. Donald Nuss. He was the chief surgeon at Children's Hospital. He developed a procedure for children that had sunken chest, a non-invasive procedure. He goes all over the world. He will tell you God gave him the creativity to develop that procedure. Our worship leader, Tim Moore, he'll sit down, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will give him creativity, and he'll begin to write songs. Some of you may be in business. God can give you creative solutions to issues you're dealing with in business. No matter what kind of job you're in, God will give you creative energy to make decisions, to find new ways to do things. I hope we're creative here in the church to find new ways to reach people for Christ. And he'll help writers and artists. He'll give them the power of the Holy Spirit to release creativity in their lives. So Pastor Niall and I are going to pray right now, and we're going to kind of cover these three things, and we're going to offer you to come up and to be filled, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to begin. I'm going to talk about, first of all, making sure that you know the Lord. You can't be filled with the Spirit unless you know the Lord. So I'm going to ask you to pray with me, and then Pastor Niall is going to pray for unforgiveness and for renouncing things. And then I'll pray for empowering us to be witnesses, and then Pastor Niall is going to pray for creativity. Can we just stand? If you're able to stand, please stand. And I'm going to ask you, in the silence of your hearts, just to pray this to the Lord. And even if you're a believer, we can still surrender our lives to God fresh today. So just kind of pray this. Say, pray to your Heavenly Father. Father, I surrender my life to Jesus as my Savior. Jesus died for my sins, and I am forgiven. I surrender my life to Jesus as my Lord. I give him complete control of my life. I thank you for the gift of eternal life. And now I will go to heaven, not because I'm good enough, but because Jesus died in my place. Thank you, Lord, for eternal life.
So we want to pray for unforgiveness. If you know that you have feelings in your heart towards someone that has hurt you or wronged you, you know, I've heard it said that it's like letting them live rent-free in your heart. And you need to serve them an eviction notice. And the best way to do that is by forgiving them. And forgiveness is not an act of the feelings, it's an act of the will. And so we forgive, and the feelings catch up. So we pray, Heavenly Father, we forgive. And just think of that person right now who has hurt you, who has wronged you. Father, we release them to you. Lord, we pray that we be free of this person and the hurt that they have caused us. We pray for your healing touch in our hearts. We pray for your grace to be made whole. For we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, the other thing we want to do is we want to renounce agreement with any work of darkness. You know, there are things that we open up the door to, that we expose ourselves to, and that we allow them into our lives. And it doesn't matter whether you haven't done it in 15, 20 years. If you can think of anything, I'm talking about even seemingly innocent things like playing with a Ouija board, tarot cards, astrology. Did you know that reading your horoscope is entering into agreement with the work of darkness? So if you can think of anything that you've been exposed to, let's just pray now. Father, I just renounce this thing that I've allowed into my life, that I've exposed myself to. I renounce agreement with the works of darkness. Satan, I rebuke you and I serve you notice. You have no place or standing of agreement within me. I serve you notice and you must go. In Jesus' name. Amen.
So if you just kind of want to put your hands open, sign of your openness to the Holy Spirit, if you're comfortable doing that. Jesus told the disciples to wait until power came from on high, that they might be witnesses. So, Lord, we do pray for power from on high to be witnesses. To be witnesses, Lord God. Fill us with that power from on high to be witnesses for Jesus. Not to be afraid, to be bold, to be strong, to be obedient. When the Holy Spirit directs us to talk to somebody, that we will trust God to use us. That we don't do this alone, but we do it with the power of the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your power, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Make us bold for Jesus, we pray. And Father, now I just pray that you would unleash dynamic creativity upon your people. Holy Spirit, you are the creative spirit. You were there at the creation. You were there when we were made. And so, Holy Spirit, I just pray that you just unleash divine creativity upon your people. I pray for plans, insights, the fulfillment of dreams, Lord. There are things that you have deposited into people's hearts that have lain dormant for many years. We call them forth now in the name of Jesus. And we just pray for divine might in our inner beings, Lord, to call those things forth into reality. We pray for divine creativity. We just pray, Lord God, that you would unleash, unlock the things that you have deposited within us, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds, that you would be glorified, Lord God, that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the praise now, Jesus. We thank you that we walk in the Spirit, knowing that you have given us creativity in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So all those that are going to be praying for people, I've talked to some of the folks, our prayer teams, please come on up here. All those that are going to be praying for people, come on up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come on.
So we're just going to pray for the release of the Spirit. It's like there's a house, and you want the house to be filled with the Spirit, not just part of the house. And there might be a dark room where you don't want the Spirit to come, but give up control to the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you and empower you. So please come forward. We're gonna come and pray for some of you folks out there too, but just please start coming forward. I hope everybody comes to be filled with the Holy Spirit, renewed with the Holy Spirit. Let's us as a team, let's just take a moment. Come and fill us, Holy Spirit, as we minister to these people, Lord. Let it be out of an overflow. Thank you for all that we've asked you already many times in this service. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you. You want to come. You're on our side. You're here to minister to people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.